You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The U.S. records over 1,000 deaths in a day, Fauci warns COVID may never be eradicated, and Pfizer gets a giant vaccine contract. Here's what you should know. On Tuesday, the U.S. reported more than 1,000 COVID-19 deaths in one day for the first time since early June, continuing an upward trend in both infections and fatalities. The American death count is now over 144,000 and is expected to rise sharply in coming weeks. Dr. Anthony Fauci warned Wednesday that unlike diseases like SARS that were able to be contained, it may be unlikely that COVID-19 ever gets totally eradicated. He said he is cautiously optimistic about a vaccine and the world's ability to get the disease to low levels, but the myriad symptoms and the amount of asymptomatic spread may make it impossible to completely contain. The Trump administration announced a contract with drug giant Pfizer and a German biotechnology company to produce up to 600 million doses of a future coronavirus vaccine. If a vaccine proves to be safe and effective, Pfizer says it could manufacture the first 100 million doses by this December. Finally, here's today's one question. What is the deal with this Oxford vaccine I keep hearing about? A vaccine candidate from Oxford University has dominated the news lately with positive results, but there is still much more research that needs to be done. Read all the latest details at Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at Wired.com/TT.